So I thought, I told you yesterday, to go through like a couple of the Rishonim on Halo. Happens to be, there's like some massive Chidushim and a really, I don't think you'll appreciate it, a really confusing Katos. Who quotes a Beit Kabayis and a Beis Yosef, but the same person, fighting the Shulchan Aruch. So, and I have a solution to it, but it's fine. So, do you want to go to the Gemara? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says, and this is after Betana Tuna. He gets sidetracked for a couple of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so he says, you have $100, and only have 50, and push up shop behelach means, and here, heilach, it's for you. So he's chayav to take a shrua. My time, I heilach, dami, modem mixa time, dami. It's modem mixa, so tani tuna are. Our mission says Shai Mokhtim Batalis, Ahacha, Kevin Tafis, Antahani, Demai de Tafis, Helachu. The fact that I'm holding on to half of it and I'm saying half of it's yours, it's Helach, it's the exact case. And B'Katani Yeshava. Rav Shish Zamar, Helach Potter, my time, Kevin Damar Le Helach, Hane Zuzi, the Kamodi Begavai, Kaman de Nagid Lehu, Milvadam. So we're acting like he just lent him 50. I'm going to keep this very broad for the reason that we'll get into later. So, Be'ina Chamishim Halomodi, Hilka, Leiko Das Miktas Adina. He's separating the cases. I said I'll give you 50, and then the other 50, I'm going for Bako. So, Rav Sheshes, Kashim Masnisin, what's he going to do with their Mishnah? So, Amrullah, Rav Sheshes, Masnisin, Tekhaz Chachamini. So Gemara continues and gives a second case. So that whole part of the Gemara is nice to know what the defining factors are behind the Shavua and the Gez Chachamim here, but it's a lot of dafka for the Halacha Baisa. She says, we have a second case. So Mesa, Slayim, Dinarim. So you have a star. It's written Slayim and Dinarim. Mave Omer Chamesh. So comes Ruben and says, you owe me 5. Shimon says, Relove Omer Chalosh. No, I only owe you 3. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hoel Behoda, Mixas Ataina Yishava. Rabbi Shimon's going to hold, it's a mode of a miktas, and therefore I'll take a shrua. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Ela Kamesha Baveda Upater. Rabbi Akiva has an interesting cheetah, that since I gave you 2, the last one's Shabbos Aveda. And therefore, in Shabbos Aveda, we don't make take a shrua, and therefore it'd be pater. Tani Mihas, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hove Hoda, miktas a tiny shava. Tani Amar Shalosh, Ashtayim pater. Vashtar, De Kamodi Behelachu, that star, in of itself is a hodah of hela. He's saying, no, here's a star, I owe you 2. And the other one, so Ushmamina, helach pater. So the Gemara answers, lo, la'olam elacha shtayim ochaya, v'harikten shalosh, la'afuge de Rabbi Akiva. We're only saying 3 to come to exclude Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Misha Veda, have u pater. That it's Misha Veda, the Shabbos Veda, we don't make take a shrua, and your pater. So, what do we learn out? That the mode of mikdash really, and I'm chayim. Yehachi, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Omer, Ho, Behoda mikdash atayna, Yishava. Avze Yishava m'bayle. He says, Allah, Olam Shayim Pater, Vehelach is chayim, really unto your pater, say, Helach, you're really chayim. Vashayim Yehachi, they come inside the star. Here it's different, the star is the Messiah. So, the star, what's important to point out is that slime and dinarim are generic, right? It means 2. So when we take the, when you give the guy the star, when you have shared the proof, that's the 2 that I'm using as hilah, just to point that out. So if we look at Rashi, Rashi comes up with a wild chiddush. And
sorry, yeah, I don't know why, so I'm just thinking about this now, knowing the next lines of the Gemara, but if it comes out that according to this answer that the Gemara just gave, according to Rabbi Elazar, if he would have said two, he would have been Vatar and Stav, because he says three, but he's Chayav.
Yeah. Because that's the mode of Mikta. Even though the Shtar is generic, right, the third ones, you're saying, no, really, I owed generic Shtar really meant.
But the Torah later says that doesn't really work because a roommate Kamar, and there's no one would hold that. And it's not even a regular case of Mode of Mixas, because here you don't have the Svara of, Moradger or something like, because I do have a Shtar that's supporting me. Meaning it's not like Rabba's Kiddush of like, no one would ever be called a Rekul. No, this guy would say two, he's got a Shtar, that's just two. So it's interesting that, at least at this stage of the Gemara, you would say that Rosh Hashanah can say, he's comfortable saying that two would have been Potter, three's high. It's still saying three is high.
Yeah. So, I think the way the Kishos is going to understand the. Once we get there, we'll understand how Rabbi Chiya reads the cases. It'll make sense that that's a comparison to Rabbi Shimon Leather is a comparison to Rabbi Chiya. Because if you look at this Gemara face value, it doesn't really make sense. Right? These are two separate cases. I have proof here. So. The Taina of Mode of Mixas is a lesser value. And then add on the Gemara Vayter, which I left out for a reason. Keep the Abba Kapela. Because really, we should have seen the Gemara up until the two dots on Hay and Beis, or whatever it is. But I left it off to not see the Miskan, just try to understand Halach and the comparison of two cases. Because from here, the Gemara starts to go, why? Rather than, what is Halach? I think before you understand why I say that, the Gemara's later on makes sense, but not so much sense. So, we'll come back to it at the end, and if I forget, just remind me. So, Rashi says, V'helach. What is the Helach going on? Lo hoteitem v'hen shelcha v'kol makom shehe. So, I never spent the money, and the money is yours wherever it exists right now. Or he didn't say money. We'll keep it generic for the purpose. So according to Rashi, what is the halach going on? So Reuven tells Shimon, or Shimon tells Reuven. Sorry, Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me 100. So
halach.
So
we're
just getting started. So we went through the Gemaras. This is now everyone's going to hear us on Y.U. Torah. So we won't name you by name, so they don't know that you came when the timer already started. So we just went through the Gemara, the Machlokes between Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Sheshes, and the comparative case of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar with the shtar, with you have a generic shtar with two on it. But if I say, no, really, I have three, then it's Mode of Miktas, as Rabbi Akiva understands it as a Shabbos Aveda. Whatever that means for now, we're going to leave it a little generic, and hopefully we'll see some complicated Rishonim and that'll shed light on it. And now we just saw Rashi. So Rashi comes in with an interesting idea of what is Halach. So Rashi seems to think that Halach is Lo Hoteitem, I never spent it, Behen Shelcha. Whatever this is, a Pikadon or Mamon, I never used it. And the fact that Rashi doesn't point out what he's talking about is going to be a subject in the Rishonim, whether he's talking about Pikadon or money. And Behen Shelcha, they're yours, Bekom Akom Shehem. Wherever they are, it's yours. So,
yeah, tomorrow a little bit later on, right, when it talks about halach, it talks about any shomer kippah from a sefer, by definition, it's halach. It's not allowed to be.
Right, but this doesn't seem like it. We're talking about shomer.
I'm saying, so we understand what the pikadon is.
Pikadon. So, the pikadon could even be a afkada, meaning I can be holding collateral. So it's not even, it could even be that case. I mean, you don't have to go to the contact game with shomer. I could be holding collateral. This is Reuben Shimon, I'm Levi, I'm holding the collateral. And then he comes, Reuben cuts me, says, where's my collateral? You spent it. Or you're playing with the Xbox and I want it back. I don't know, whatever. We'd come up to you. That's a case they used to give us in high school, so I always come back to that.
Hey, that could be for money, but still has to be banned around the
right, so it happens to me. I was thinking about that yesterday when I was looking at this. And no Rishonim pointed that out, Bechlau. That, like, by money, this would be a much more simple shot to know. We'll see why in a second. I'm shedding light on something and see it, so it might not make sense. Okay. So Rashi says, when Reuven claims 50 from Shimon, and Shimon says, Hela, what is Rashi saying the Hela saw? Not the 50 that I'm admitting to, but the 50 I'm denying. Meaning, what is the halach? He's saying the 50 that I still owe you, quote unquote, that's yours. I have it right here. I spent 50. Or maybe I didn't spend 50. 50 is gone. But 50 out of the 100 you're claiming, I'll admit, it's right here. And that's in your Rishus. And that's Rashi's Chiddush. Is that this 50 that he's giving him back, it was never Shimon's. Why? Because Rashi holds that as long as you don't spend the money of a loan, and you still have the money, it was never in my rishus. It was always in the lender's rishus.
We never used it.
So that's the question. So what we're going to have to see in the Rishonim is, are we saying that it's any money? Meaning, how do we know the guy just doesn't have 50 bucks? And he's trying to game the system, and he's saying this 50 bucks. How do we know it's the original 50 bucks? So we're going to see a machokas whether or not that matters on this whole thing. It seems from Rashi, lo hotetim, I didn't specifically spend that, or I didn't use that, or I'm not actively using something that's original. But it's not so pashut from all the other Rishonim that it really has to be the same money that was brought in. So the Ran takes a huge problem with Rashi. The Ran thinks that Rashi's understanding only makes sense for a Pekadah, because of the problem of the money. I'm not going to know what money is what. So not only does Rashi hold it here, Rashi doubles down on it in Kiddushin. Rashi doubles down in Kiddushin that stays in the lender's ownership, I'm not going to say rishus, but ownership, until it's spent by the borrower. So the Ran thinks it's a difficult idea to extend if you're talking about money. The Ran's okay to be mode. If we're talking about pikadum, it's easy. It's by the I have it. Somebody has a pikadum. It's easy to say, wherever the pikadum is, that's yours. Just go grab it. I'm not using it. That's easy to say in Rashi's world. But by money, the Ran finds it very difficult. And he doesn't think it's all pashut pshat to say that's by money. So the Ran, and just because I want to get the Shulchan Aruch and the Katos, I'm not going to read the whole Ran. But the Ran says, if you go a line and a half up from where I highlighted, V'adib Rashi Zal, Helech lo mishkachata ela bepikadon, aval lo bemilve. And then he says, V'ein kandas ha-geonim Zal. It seems like from all the goanim, it's by a milveh and by a pikadon. It's not only by a pikadon. The milveh, the kozman shehein beyado, vehu mezuman latet latoveya, have lehelech upater. So what is it? Anytime I have either the money or the pikadon, and the helach is the money or the pikadon, which would seem like pashut pshat. Reading this Gemara without Rashi, it would seem like the Pashut Pshat, even though Rashi is supposed to be the Pashut Pshat, that the Halach is on the 50 I'm paying back, or whatever Pikadon I'm saying, here it is. Kevan Shehem Otam Amos Be'atman Omaos Acherim Dekemi Shenatnam Lo Kvarda. So the Ran says, whether it's the same money or a different 50, it's as like I gave it to him already. So the second I say, here's your 50, here's your pikadon, it's not modeva miksas, and I'm saying, here it is. And it doesn't matter, it could be this money, it could be that money, as long as you're giving him the 50. So, between Rashi and the Ran, just to shed light on what's going on in the case is important. Because when Rav Sheshes is understanding this case as two separate entities, according to Rashi, I think Rav Sheshes' case makes a little more sense. Because Rav Sheshes is saying that we're splitting up the two tviyas, we're splitting up 50 number one and 50 number two, and therefore it's not modem mixas. But according to the Ran, modem mixas is a little more shy, because saying, A, it doesn't matter about the mouse, and even if it doesn't matter about the mouse, what you're admitting to is having some part of what the taina is about. So since you're admitting to some part of what the taina is about, by the milveh, it'll be a lot more misaver to say Rabbi Chiya is right. This is a modem mikdash. I don't see how I can separate a milveh according to this pshat and the Ran. But the Ran doesn't really speak that out clearly. So that's the way I want to read it, but I'm happy if somebody reads it differently. So the Tosfos Al Rosh also understands this idea. I'm looking at my notes. I remember the Ran is later on is also okay saying that the case could be dealing only with a pikadon, but in this option, the regardless of the original money, or regardless of the original pikadon, he says that Rashi is going to have to explain that retroactively the pikadon transferred to Shus and then came back to the guy. So there was like a weird Lemafreya thing going on. I'll be honest, I didn't understand it fully. But a lot of the later Achronim point out, not really a Nafkamin in this case, but there's a Tosfos in Chulin that addresses this point of the Ran, and it's a little complicated, I don't want to get into it, but it's the second point in the Ran. So the Ran Shita is, I'm paying back the money right now, that is Helech, Rashi is saying it's the money that you never use, or the Pikadon that you never use. So the Tosfos Arash actually says, well really, I think it's a Girsa issue. So he says, if we look at Tosfos Arash, Hane Chamishin de Kamodile, Kamandil Nakit Lehu Milveh Dami. So he says, the Sfarim de Garsi Milveh, the Sfarim that do have the Girsa of Milveh in the Gemara, Avagav de Lahotza Nitna, even though I'm giving it back to the guy, and I take it in order to use it, Kevan Shemunachim Be'ein, since they're right in front of me, Kamandil Nakit Lehu Kodim Shehoda, it's like he gave it to him before there was even a Hoda, Vekamisha Lohoda. So the Tosfos Arash speaks out the Ran Shita more clear. He says, what is the case? If you have the Girsa of Milveh and the Gemara, the case obviously is talking about money, and it's more mistaver to say we're talking about the money that I'm giving back. And when you're giving it back to him, because you're giving it back to him without the proper judicial process, right when it's not like you're giving a hodah, rather you're handing him cash, and for some reason that's going to take you out of the realm of Shua, I think the case is sit very well, right? So Rav Sheshes is going to say, great, this isn't modem miktas. Rav Yechiel is going to say, you're trying to get out of modem miktas, but you're not. It's a fancy way of saying modem but not miktas, but miktas. Like, you're not really...
It's kind of ironic, because the whole story behind modem miktas, you say all the time, yeah. I'm not a liar, I'm not a kind of... I just don't have it right now, so I'm stalling. When I get it, I'll give it back to you.
Right.
Never make it true. That's exactly what Halef is. I don't have it right now. Here, take it. You know, I don't have the rest. But so basically, that's exactly what the idea of modem mikdash is.
Right. So it's more mistaver to look at this case like Rabbi Chiya. The puzzling thing is, most people are going to pass in the conversation.
Even money
is getting spread out. So then, Reish Svarim, he says in the second half, the Logarsi Milveh, Reish Lahamida Bepikado. And really, the Svarim that don't have Milveh, you're forced to say we're only talking about Pikado. The Hasam Helech Pater, the Chashiv, my Demodi commanded Nakitle. Mishum, the Kohecha de Ite Birishuta, the Mari Ite, Kevan Chuba Ain. So he says, when it comes to a pikadon, we're forced to say in that case that for sure we passed like Rav Sheshis. Why? Because that's mamish be'ein. There's a guy that has an item. Either he has it or he doesn't have it. So over there, of course you're going to be pater. He says, ah, what about the case of the dinarim and the slime? Over there, I'm chayav according to Rabbi Shimon, or review like in Shabbos today. Says shtar adit. I have more proof over there. So because I have the shtar, it's not gonna be like a case of halach. It's gonna be based on money, and the shtar is gonna deal with it. The reason I'm chayav is you can say modem mixas adif, and the reason Rabbi Akiva, because he'll stay to his meishav veda, but it has nothing to do. It's this din of halach, which I liked a lot because I didn't think the cases were so comparable. Right? Because in one place you have proof, in the other place it's a real mode that makes this kind.
The only problem with a halach, with a novel, is why if you say, I hear I never use this book, why would you borrow money? The whole purpose of borrowing money is it's all sudden. And therefore you say, well, I never got nothing. Obviously, loans do now, because that's why I'm coming to collect. So it's not like you're coming early, I'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
Also, there must be new, else you don't have any claim. So, if there's any logic effect, well, yeah, no, I here it is. That's what you gave me. Well, if that's what you gave me, then why did you borrow it?
And also, if only I gave you was 50, I don't know why you have any bank account, and obviously you need the loan, add on around to that, you probably use some money for whatever you needed. So
it would be a proof that it's not. Yeah.
Or the other way around is to say, no, the loan is due today, and I got the money back to pay you, but I only have to pay you 50.
Well, then is that still halo?
So maybe, depending how you learn the sugya. So the next place I want to look, and this goes to the point that you just raised about how this being a quasi like Miko thing. Really, the tithe of the Misas is that I need more tithe. Right? So here, take 25, and I need like another couple of days. So the Meiri offers two.
You kind of started with like not like Rashi. The way Rashi made so much sense to me was imagining the scene where a guy says, "All right, I lent you $100. Here's my $100. Now if I say I only owe you 50, so what makes us?" The guy's saying like, first of all, I'm not worried about $100 plus $50. No, it's like I'll prove it to you because he's still sitting in my shtender. I never even used it.
So
I don't know.
Well, that's the problem.
I don't know why.
But that's the problem.
That's why it's not a motive mix us. Like it's like, listen, let's bifurcate these claims. There's 50 that I'm just totally cold for. Like, never have. The other 50, it's only 50. And I'll prove it to you. But if I say it to you, no, it's only 50. It's in my pocket. And it's like. Well, yeah, that's just what I mean.
Yeah,
that's what you were saying.
But the thing with Rashi, which people don't like, is that Rashi has a massive chiddush. Rashi's chiddush is that it was never mine to begin with because I didn't use it.
Well, and then that's the point you were making earlier. Yeah. This is much broader than the case because we're talking Milgalo, it's not Nimna, but it's not like I don't use it, and like literally it was never mine. It's always the lenders that kind of got confused with it.
So you run into like real problems. And again, according to Tosos HaRash, I think Rashi would fit in great because he's saying if I don't have the girsa of Milveh, I can make the whole Gemara is talking about a pikadon, and then the seifa of that Gemara is talking about a star, and the star is adif, and over there it's a whole different case. Fine. But if you're just in Rashi is going on both Milveh and pikadon, it's going to be very hard for you to tell me that the money is in my Rosh Hashanah, so I'm not using it. I mean, the only case I was thinking about that could possibly fit this is that sometimes, I don't know, my experience is sometimes I'll give a small business loan to a company and they won't give them all the money at once. They'll slowly release $10,000 once they need it. But that's not the case here. It sounds like the case here was I gave him $100 and he's saying, no, you only gave me $50 and I need it. So you have to figure out how Rashi is going to fit it. So the last one of the Rishon ONC is the Meiri. And the Meiri again is cholik on Rashi. It says, "Manali be'adecha ba'ala omer en chabeyadi eila chamishim, ba'odam chamishim sheyesh chabeyadi heilech, Pater who mishruos mo the mikdash. Sha'odam chamisha marein kamisha bau the yad melva. Ve'ino v'chal taina. Ve'nimta she'ina taina ela bechamishim shekafar. Ve'nimta shehu kofer bechol hataina. So the Meiri speaks down saying, really, there's a case of you being kofer bechol, right? More like the shita of the Ran, not like Rashi. And then he ends up giving me a second answer. He says, "Ve'ish mefarshes adam shemikavon shehu mezamin achshav liten lo hamikdash." Enum zera shelo yarichenu min hashar. Ve'in kan tama shmutehu de mishamis. So the Meiri is giving us the psychological part of Migal, basically. He's saying, since the guy admitted to 50, we're going to believe him that he doesn't owe the other 50. And if he did, he would have told me, I need some time. He's obviously a stand-up guy. He's giving 50. He's a stand-up guy. He wants to pay you back. Therefore, even if you want to say he's not kofer bakol, I won't make him take a shvua, because he would never lie to me. Which is an interesting, a very Meiri approach to things. And again, it's going to be interesting. Rabbi Chiya is going to tell you you're crazy. People aren't inherently good people. And he's trying to get out of 50 bucks. And Rabbi Chiya is going to say, no, Meiri works great. The guy's obviously a stand-up guy. He wants to pay back the loan. And he would tell us if he needs an extension. That's, you know, what makes us. And the fact that he doesn't tell us he needs an extension means... Oh, yeah, he really didn't know.
Well, it makes us too smart for progressing.
Exactly. So, I'm going to say the Pnei Yosha outside. It's worthwhile when we're not trying to do a Shulchan Aruch Mikvah to see it. But the Pnei Yosha, basically... defends Rashi and says that Rashi specifically speaking. He's a big Rashi guy. So, he makes a huge akinta in what Rashi really talking about, and he's saying, forget about any other case of Halak. Rashi was specifically telling us the Matthias of the argument between Rabbi Chiya and Rosh Hashanah. There are tons of other cases of Halak which could be. By Milvet, but Rashi's Chiddush isn't that crazy. He's saying, Rosh Hashanah, someone came to them. Someone came to them with the case, and the case was by a Pikadon. That's what Rashi was telling us. He wasn't telling us some massive Chiddush. So you're going to have a problem when there's a show you can do about Rashi doubling down on it and Kiddushin. So he says, not over there in Kiddushin. It's saying by a Pikadon.
Pikadon is basically a case of two baseball bats. And no, he only gave me one. Here it is.
Or just a regular case by Pikadon. I come in and claim, you know, you... Yeah, you can do two baseball bats. I think even to say, hey, because Halak
was like 3 cows.
One, I admit to you, one died, one was the onus, and the other one's over there. Yeah. So, that's clearly right in front of us, and that's what Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Sheshet are really arguing about. So, the Pnei Yoshua is saying, don't try to understand Rashi L'Kol Torah Kula, his Chiddush is not that massive. It's very individual. It's not like a global Chiddush of Rashi. So, ad kan the shitas behind Halach, what are we really dealing with? Seems to be that there's a chilek within the postgame, whether it's a specific money or whether it's any money, but it seems to be that everything we want to know is what is the driving factor behind why I'm taking a shvua. Or what is the shvua I am taking exactly?
For
Moda B'Mikdash. And based off that, we can understand this case and say, is it Kofer B'Kol or is it Moda B'Mikdash? How am I treating them in this case? Because the Pashas HaGemara, it seems like a really big machukes. It seems like a simple machukes between Kofer B'Kol and Moda B'Mikdash. But none of the Rishonim really break it down. So comes the Ketzos, and I mean,
the consumer always have is if he's going to lie about the money, he'll lie about the shvua.
Right.
But then we have to say, well,
so the chashid shvua, is it a chashid mamona? It seems like the Gemara is going to say no. So the I mentioned it before. It's a funny Ketzos. The Ketzos quotes a Medek HaBayis to ask a question in Shulchan Aruch, and then you use the Beis Yosef to defend the Bedek HaBayis and understand how it fits in to the Shulchan Aruch, and all three of them are the same person. So it's like a funny build-up of how the Mechaber got to Shita. So the first case in Shulchan Aruch Hamagen focuses on so much, where he says Tavo Shnei Kelim. He says you have two Kelim, the Hodolo Be'echad Mehem, and he says I have one pop and not the other. Ve'amar Lo Hilech. V'Tana Tovah Shishamish B'Zach Shu Modelo V'Nifshach Midama V'Hu Modelo. So the cause of case of Kelim of Hilech, which we just spoke out, that's going to be the Hodolo Ein Ze Hilech. It wouldn't be Hilech if he's Modelo V'Nifshach Midama. Right, where he's Modelo, yeah, I do have it, I'm using it. He says Tavo Matayim, and this is a second case. V'Hodolo B'Mane V'Hu B'Ein. And he couldn't deny, we're in some world where he can't deny the 100. So he can't be kofer bakol. We don't call it hudas b'miktas if I can't be kofer bakol. That's what the Mechaber said.
And we know.
Interesting, right? Meaning a prerequisite to mode b'miktas is that I need to have the ability to be kofer b'kol. So the Bedik Abai says, so the Ketzos quoting the Bedik Abai says, Kada Bedik Abai, v'yesh gimgum b'zeh. I don't really understand. Lafi masha pasakti kedivrei ha'omrim delo mikri hela. I paskin like the people say it's not considered hela. Ela kishenod no based in miyad, only when I give it in based in right away via the judicial process.
Aval
im omer lo harehu bebeiti v'etnenu lecha ein zeh hela. But if he says it's somewhere else and I'll give it to you, it's not hela. Mikoshikain shabinidon ze la habila hila. So it's a koshikain in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not hila. About mitav ache yeshikayim ze. But I still see a reason why we should say hila chesed distance. The low mikri moda b'miktas. When is hila going to come into play? Whenever something is not moda b'miktas. I need to be able to be moda on something that I'm kofer b'kol in order for me to fall in the realm of moda b'miktas. Ava b'davar she'enu yachol likfor lo mikri moda ukmo ma shekata v'arif v'arambam ayin shab. So if a person was moda regardless of if he has the money on him, we don't consider it a case of modem. Comes a Bedik Abayis and says exactly to give a raya that in the case of Halach and I don't have the money on me, that I need to be in the realm of based with the money to pay this back. So the Bedik Abayis seems to understand his own shita in a different way. Because the way the Shulchan Aruch pointed it out was, regardless of where the money is, this is just a din of a shavua. Whereas the Bedik Abayis is saying, no, the din of the shavua is just putting in the realm of Hela. But really, this is a case of Hela, that what's pushing me off is the fact that I can't take a shavua. Because it doesn't fall in the realm of a shavua, the Hela argument is not chal here in the sense. Yeah? Does that make sense? Okay. So,
remind me of the Bedik Abayis.
It's the Shulchan Aruch. It's the Mechaber.
I don't remember when. It's a separate sefer?
Yeah. Separate.
Halach sefer?
I'm not sure exactly what it's classified as. But the Bedik Abayis and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch are all going to be quoted here. It's like, I guess it was Chozer Bo, you know, or we'll reconcile.
When so, the Beis Yosef was before the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. I don't want to get it back. To be honest, I probably should have looked it up. I didn't. It's my yeshiva's side. So.
Don't put that on the recording.
Yeah, it's fine. No one listens to my cheer, man. So
I listen. I attend. I don't listen.
So he finished up saying, "Rasuga derech prekama de mitzia." Efshar the Parsha. The Ha Shamar Minan Hashtaim Pater. The High Star the Kamodi Be Helachu. So he seems to think that Shah is Helach. Ushmamina Helach is Pater. So he says, we learn from there that we paskin like Rav Sheshis. A few more shikata Berek Abayis, and now we'll get to the Ketos in a second. So let's finish out the Berek Abayis. His explanation is that Modeh B'Miktas is only in a case where I could be Kofra Kol. However, if I'm in the judicial process, I'm in Beis Din, I can no longer be Kofra Kol, and I'm Pater from a Shvua, and now in the realm of Helach. And once I'm in the realm of Halach, because I'm Pater from a Shvua, everything fits well. So, the Ketso says, the Fimah Shekata Bebedek Abayis, ain't a time Shem Halach. The Bebedek Abayis coming into Halach is like, it's just not right. Mishum Delo Mikri Modeh. So he's like fidgeting around with this idea that's just not true. Vim Kane, my Indian Halach, Lahadishtai and Pater. What's the Indian of Halach back to that Gemara, which I was confused about? I was like, what's the Shtar have anything to do with it? The Shtar is a case where I can't take Kol Shvua, meaning there's no Kofra Bakol, there's no Modeh B'Miktas. I have a Shtar proving exactly what needs to be proved. So the Berek Abayis argument is kind of, when I have the Shtar, I know I owe two. Therefore, there's no Kofra Bakol. There's proof. It says, Ruvain
has the money. It's not proof. I mean, it's a poor, but it's not a proof.
To prove that I owe money, and I can't be Kofra Bakol in that.
But if it was a proof that you owe two, then the guy wouldn't be paying five, and you wouldn't be...
Oh, so that goes, but that goes to the broad nature of it. But once I can't be Kofra Bakol, I can't be Modeh B'Miktas. That's the proof. Because, yes, it's true that the Shtar is not proving everything, but it's enough to take me out of the realm of Kofra Bakol. And once it's enough to take me out of that realm, I can now say we're in Halach because they can't be Modeh. That's the point. So the Ketos ends up answering from the second half of our sugya that according to Rabbi Shimon, the reason I'm Pater really has nothing to do with Halach. So the Berek Abayis is not that shrek. Since he has a Shtar, there was two, that's what we just spoke at, the Shtar is proof. And really, Halach doesn't come into play. But it would be a little difficult to understand how it plays into our Gemara, into the Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Sheshit. Because the Beis Yosef understands that Halach is giving over the money in Beis Din. We don't have time to be inside, but it says, I'm giving over the money to Beis Din. And it's not a Modeh, because here I'm giving over 50, and I'm not denying 50, like the Ron. He views it like the Ron, and therefore he'll say, it's two separate cases, I'm Kofra Bakol. So, based on the Ketos, he thinks it's a Din in Beis Din. When I'm in Beis Din, and it's a judicial process, what I'm doing is I'm giving over the money as a Matana, and I'm really being Kofra Bakol. Which is like a massive kiddush. So now that I'm giving over all the money, and I'm being Kofra Bakol, and I'm saying, here's the matana, I feel bad for you, take 50. Now we're in the realm of Halach. Very interesting. It's a very Ketos kiddush, and I hope I read it right. Rabbi Rosenbaum said I read it right. So I feel a lot better about myself, and a big Talmud Chacham tells you read it right. And then our Gemara is going to be a little difficult to understand, because you're going to have to say, that's how Rav Sheshis understood. I'm giving over my Tana, and $100 over my call. Rav Sheshis is going to be, Bichia is going to be even more difficult. Bichia is going to be like, no. You're trying to pull a fast one on me, or this is what I think Rav Bichia is going to say. You're pulling a fast one on me, and I'm not going to let it suffice. In fact, you gave him 50. I'm not going to believe you, Migo, Modeh B'Miktas. I'm not going to come onto the fence, Meiri. I'm not going to... I know what you're doing. You're pulling shtick. And because you're pulling shtick, we're not going to let you get out without a shtick.
50 bucks in your house. You can always pull it out in case it happens.
Exactly. So Rabbi Chiya is going to be more stubborn. But it seems like the Shulchan Aruch, they still say, oh, possibly, Cretaceous. The distant case of Halach is when being giving a matana and being Kofra Bakol.